two of them were dozing. And all of a sudden they woke up, they heard a shot. They woke up and the driver slumped over. They had made one stop for gas in Georgia, no trouble. They changed drivers in Athens. There was no words, no trouble whatsoever. It happened on State Route 172, which is comes through Athens, Georgia, a little place called Carlton. After the shooting, some witnesses or the GBI says someone said they saw a late model car that they thought followed them, that probably the shot came from. And what I'm doing right now is that I'm having a meeting at the Capitol with the Attorney General, with the head of the State Patrol, and the GBI.
What's the GBI?
That's the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, mm-hmm. part of which is really our counterpart to your FBI. Mm-hmm. I'm going to issue a statement. I'm going to call on the people of Georgia. We're going to send, we're going to take over so far as investigation is concerned. We're going to take that over. I'm going to tell people that this is the kind of thing, of course, that's going to happen if we allow extreme elements, rabble-rousers, people of that kind to become vocal and take over. And I'm also going to tell them, Mr. President, that if we can't get this thing solved immediately, that I'm going to ask for whatever assistance we have to have from the federal government, you or anybody else. We're going to try to make an example out of whoever committed this despicable act. I don't know who he is. I don't know whether he's a citizen of our state or another state. I can't say that now, but I'm just as upset about it as I know you are. Stop it right now.
Anything you want us to do, let me know.
Well, I may be calling on you.
Anything.
We probably will call on you through the FBI down here immediately anyway. I'll have our GBI people get in touch with you right away.
Hoover's flying from Mississippi up to, he's in right route now, but your people there will survey the situation and we'll just, we'll
going to turn this thing over. If we can't come up with something, I can assure you this, that we'll be calling on you and we're going to try to get the problem. Because I don't want anything like this happening to myself.
I know you'll stay on the job until you do justice, and I have every confidence in you.
Well, I appreciate you calling me, and I'll be back in touch.
Thank you. All right.